Good evening, I'm Rafferty Cleary. Cloudy skies and scattered showers tonight, a low of 50. Your forecast coming up in minutes. Six Putnam County schools have elevated levels of lead inside certain drinking water sources. A Knoxville-based company recorded the levels after conducting testing at Avery Trace Middle School, Baxter Primary School, Cane Creek Elementary, Cookville High School, Cornerstone Elementary, and White Plains Academy. Maintenance Facility Supervisor John McGurra said parents and students do not have reason to worry.
We are trying to be proactive to find any problems that we may have in the system and correct those. We've taken all the fixtures that had elevated levels offline, so they're no longer in service. We will have secondary testing this January the 20th when we're off on Martin Luther King holiday.
The state-mandated testing found no elevated lead levels at Northeast Elementary School, Parkview Elementary School, and Sycamore Elementary School. The Cookville-Putnam County Chamber of Commerce has officially restarted the search for its next CEO. Qualified candidates for that position must submit a cover letter and resume by February 14th. Officials announced Tuesday that Chamber Executive Committee member Philip Baker would lead a diverse search committee. The Chamber began searching for a new leader after current CEO George Halford announced his retirement at the beginning of last year. That search committee decided to restart the process after inviting two candidates for interviews in late 2019. Halford will continue his leadership role until the selection of a new CEO occurs. He has served as the Cookville-Putnam County Chamber of Commerce CEO for the past 16 years. Highlands Residential Services opened bids today for the Oak Tree Towers project. King Construction submitted the $8,978,000 low bid for constructing the 50-unit mid-rise apartment complex. HRS Director of Operations Chris Cassidy says board members will look to approve that bid during Thursday's meeting.
And once we do that, we'll start the process. We'll sit down and have a formal pre-construction meeting with King and go through a lot of the legal documents we have to go through, and it gives them some time to put some of those beginning documents together. And then, quite frankly, hopefully we're ready to break ground if the weather will allow us in early March.
The future Buffalo Valley Road development will provide housing for senior citizens with limited incomes. The HRS Board of Directors will meet Thursday at noon.
Mr. Sergeant of Arms, invite the members into the chamber and close the doors.
Tennessee House Speaker Cameron Sexton gaveling in the 2020 legislative session in Nashville today. Sexton of Crossville said his first annual session as speaker will include a number of debates on health care, criminal justice reform, and the Temporary Assistance for Needy Families Reserve Fund, also known as TANF.
I think the TANF benefits, where we had excessive revenue in the reserve fund for families that needed assistance, child care, transportation. I think you'll see us come out with something about that in February, a new direction that we'd like to go in the House and the Senate.
Tennessee Department of Human Services announced last fall that it had $734 million in unspent TANF funds. Sexton said legislators will look for a new approach on how to spend that funding. A Crossville fire was reported this morning at the Charleston Plantation Apartments. The fire department responded at 11:30 and found smoke receding from one of the eaves. Fire Chief Mike Turner says the probable cause was from lightning, but no injuries were reported.
It all went as well as it could be expected, and no one was hurt. Firefighters done a great job, and we're just thankful it all turned out like it did. Could have been worse.
Turner said the fire was confined to a single apartment unit. The new school in southwest Cookville may cost Putnam County more than $46 million. Architects presented the $46.9 million cost estimate during a meeting Monday between the Putnam County Commission and Board of Education. Superintendent of Schools Jerry Boyd says the County Commission will need to make a funding decision by the end of this year.
There's a lot of unknowns, but, you know, set the target August 2023 when we need to have a building constructed, and that's pretty, that's not a conservative approach. That's we got to get moving. So the next few months, we're going to have continued conversations with the commission. On that timeline, they would more than likely have to make a decision about funding early next fall so that we can move forward.
Boyd says he will begin seeking guidance from the Board of Education to determine what design concept to move forward with. Preliminary designs show a 187,000 square foot K-8 facility, but Boyd said the board could decide to build a smaller K-4 school.
And it might be a better decision just to go to a pre-K-4, and that reduces the square footage significantly. But I know that the pre-K-8 concept is a very positive idea for a lot of people, and it probably is the right idea.
That cost figure provided by the architects on Monday did not include price estimates for furniture and electronic equipment. The price tag came as a surprise to Putnam County Commission Chairman Ben Rogers. He said the new school and looming jail expansion could mean $100 million in new debt for Putnam County.
We've done well to reduce our debt $100 million in 6 years, a little under six years, but now we're about to add about that back, maybe. Depends on what the commission does, but I thought it was a little high, but, you know, it's a good design and it's efficient and that's important, but we just got to see what the schools are going to talk and come back with a definite proposal, and we got to see what we got to do.
County will build that school on 45 acres of property on Lee Seminary Road.